When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So it's a Saturday night, and the weekends for me are often about catching up on real life stuff. So I don't have very many art observations or reflections to bring to the table. Well, I got one, but I don't know how useful or effective it'll be. I'll leave that to you to decide how useful and effective it is. But first, this catching up on real life stuff. What do I mean by that? I think a lot of most people listening know what the heck I'm talking about when I say this. But you know, chores, house stuff, managing one's finances, time to look at how the bills and the bank accounts are doing, going out and running errands, going out and doing things that I don't have time to do during the week when I'm crunching on deadlines and teaching classes and going to nighttime events. Ignite Ann Arbor was just this past Friday, and on Friday I had a meeting at 2 o'clock, a comics meeting with a collaborator on a project. Then I had class from 3:30 to 6, and then right after I got out of class, and class ends at 6, but that means that I'm really getting out of the building at like 6:30 after saying goodbye to all the students and talking with parents and so on. Then I had to book over to the other side of campus to go to Ignite Ann Arbor, which ended around 9 o'clock, and then, you know, grab something to eat real quick and then go home and, you know, decompress and go to bed. So, you know, not much time during the week usually for doing things like grocery shopping, like getting laundry done, and things like that. So that's really what the weekend is about. The weekends also for me are about, catching up with real life friends. So, you know, I went out to dinner with a couple friends tonight and we had a really interesting conversation, which I thought about bringing to the Thunder Punch Daily Show, but you know, I don't know. I haven't had time to process it. I mean, I just got back like an hour ago from hanging out with them. And I haven't had time to really think too hard about what we talked about. And I haven't had time to parse out what is useful food for thought and what is stuff that is, you know, better left between me and friends, right? So I don't have that observation. But one of the things that did happen today in terms of art and in terms of reflection that I thought would be actually worthwhile bringing to the Thunder. By the way, did I sound tired tonight? I am tired. But one of the things I thought that was worthwhile to bring to the Thunder Punch Daily Show and to the Art Sound Off, you know, daily art observations is while I was out, I was in Indiana this afternoon, and well, it's only like an hour and 40 something minutes away. And where I was at the time, I happened to notice a restaurant named WeHop. I'm guessing it's some kind of reaction to IHOP, the International House of Pancakes, but it was called WeHop, as in we hop, H-O-P, we hop up in the air. And they had a big like display of like different ice creams that they serve there. And I took it as an opportunity to post a blue spotting sketch, a little art drop, where I carry in my shoulder bag a pack of index cards with me. And I always carry my drawing supplies with me, all my brush pens and markers and pencils and couple little rulers, some erasers, and you know, extra pencil leads and things like that, because you never know when an opportunity is going to come up to draw something. And I also always carry a couple sketchbooks with me, as well as my phone, which is a Galaxy Note, which I can draw on as well. So there's never an excuse to not capture an idea, right? But I saw this place called WeHop, and I took the opportunity to quickly dash off a index card sketch of Dave Roman's character, Blue, the bunny, from his comic, Star Bunny, Star Bunny Incorporated, which is at starbunny.net, and do a little art drop where I drew his character on the index card, put on the back of the index card the web address for the Star Bunny webcomic, and left it in a little place nearby that restaurant because it was called WeHop, which made me think of bunnies, also ice cream, as part of this thing called the blue spotting hashtag that I've been trying to motivate my fellow cartoonists or even just fans of the comic to participate in to help spread the word about Dave's comic. Now, why? Here we go. Here comes one of those why and how things, right? If you listened to the last episode. Why do this? Well, one, because Dave is my friend, and I love the guy a lot. I'm crazy about Dave Roman. I love talking with him. I love his comics. I adore you know, virtually everything about the guy. And I want his comic to be successful. And I think this is where it becomes interesting for me, is that I do feel a bit of a responsibility to support and advocate for projects that I believe in. So yes, it's because he's my friend, but it's also because I've read the comic, I really like the comic, and I want more people to be aware of the comic. Now, it's a web comic, so as I've said in past Thunder Punch Daily episodes, it's always tricky to get a kid's story in front of kids by just publishing something on the web. So one night months ago when I was at an ice cream store, by the way, if you haven't heard of Star Bunny, it's a comic about a bunny who is the heir apparent to a milkshake factory, and his younger brother, or is it older brother? I can't remember now, but his brother enacts a hostile takeover and takes over the company away from Blue. Why? Because Blue is lactose intolerant. How dare they even think that a lactose intolerant bunny can run a milkshake factory? And then there's this really, I mean, that's funny, but there's also these lovely things about the story where every bunny has a guiding star, and the guiding star is this little floating star like from Care Bears who gives them advice on what to do. And when Blue is ejected from the milkshake factory, the guiding star starts giving him all sorts of advice, which isn't the most helpful advice in the entire world. And finally, Blue decides that, you know what? Maybe it's time we go our separate ways. So he gives up his guiding star. He gives up his sense of destiny and fate and all of that wonderful advice that grownups give us when we're trying to make hard decisions in our lives. And he goes off on his own. It's a terrific metaphor for, you know, being a young person entering the world of adult decisions with consequences. So that's one of the reasons I love the comic so much. But anyway, going back. So I was at an ice cream parlor, and you know, they had chalkboards all over the walls, and they were inviting you to draw all over the walls. This is whimsical Ann Arbory kind of thing. And so I thought, well, I'm in an ice cream parlor after all. I should draw Blue from Star Bunny. And I drew Blue on the wall, and then it hit me. It's like, you know, it'd be cool if we could get lots of other people to do little cool art drops of Blue, because he's a fun bunny to draw, actually. Go read starbunny.net and check out that bunny. He's a great design and super, super easy and fun to draw, so anybody could participate. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I got a lot of people to do little art drops of Blue any place where you can get ice cream? You know, ideally anywhere, but, you know, there's a theme to it. And ice cream parlors are places where people traditionally are often very happy to be there. So if you're happy and you're in an ice cream parlor and you see this cute drawing of a bunny and it says starbunny.net, you're more likely to go to that link. Maybe not everybody, but, you know, we've increased the chances somewhat. But why do this? Aside from, like, showing Dave that I'm his pal and I support him, I also just think that there's something that I find to be like a moral imperative to advocate for the things that you care about and that you believe in. And when your friends or anybody who's doing a creative project that you have a lot of faith in, or you've received a lot of benefit from, I personally feel it's important for me to share that with other people. There's another reason for this too, is that we all know, anybody who's participated in the Art Sound Off Challenge, or anybody who has thought about, now I'm looking at you, you've thought about participating in this thing, but then the idea of sitting in front of a mic and advocating for yourself is a nerve-wracking endeavor, right? I don't want to sound full of myself. I don't want to, who wants to hear from me anyway? Or I don't want to do a bad job of it after all. I don't want to misrepresent myself, or the audio quality is not going to be so good and it's not going to be fun to listen to. Whatever your reason, hesitation comes into play whenever we think about getting it up in front of our own stuff and our own thoughts and advocating for ourselves. And it is helpful to us when other people step up to the plate. And it's easy for us to advocate for other people because there's not a lot on the line for us outside of the potential that somebody might get annoyed that we're always talking about something that we love so much. But, you know, as Carl Sagan said, when you're in love, you want to tell the whole world about it, right? And this all goes back to stories I've told 100 times. You know, the probably the one I've told the most times, and this may be new to a couple of you, is that a real lightning bolt moment for me was when I was, this would be like in 2002, 2001, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona. I was working a day job as a corporate graphic designer. I had an hour and a half commute both ways to work. So you're talking about 3 hours commuting time in that neighborhood anyway, and an 8 to 9 hour day. And I was listening to a lot of public radio, NPR, you know, This American Life, what else? Talk of the Nation, things like that. And there was an interview, and I think it was on Fresh Air. It might have been on, it doesn't matter what show it was on, but they were interviewing this guy who wrote a book about John Locke. And this guy was on fire talking about this historical figure, this person who was, you know, a philosopher who was crucial in the shaping of the American attitude and philosophy. And he was just talking a million miles an hour, and he was so excited about it. And at the end of the interview, you know, on this national radio program, they said, thank you so much for your time in sharing with us. And instead of just saying, like, thank you very much, it's been a real pleasure, or having any kind of sense of, like, quiet dignity about the moment, the guy just shouted, not shouted, but he, like, kind of exclaimed in this very, like, overtly cheerful way, thank you, and I love talking about John Locke. And I remember sitting in the car thinking, like, that's the way I want to feel about everything all the time. And then there's a TED Talk, which I will try to dig up the link to, of this marine biologist who's talking about octopi. And the way he talks about octopi, it got me to kind of like octopi a little more. Or at the very least, I wanted to hear him talk about octopi more, because when he was talking about it, he was so darned excited and so enthusiastic and so tuned in to what makes these things interesting. So even if somebody says, like, you talk about this thing a lot, if you're talking about it from a sense of passion, a sense of like real excitement about the thing, I don't think that's a problem. I think more often than not, people are going to be, their curiosity is going to be piqued by what you are so crazy about. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And again, that raises all boats, right? When we're all advocating for something that we're crazy about, and especially when it's for a project that deserves attention. Whether it's a comic book, or if it's a Kickstarter project, or if it's an independent film, a mini comic, web comic, whatever it is, I do feel that if I like it, if it's made me smile, if it's made me feel good in any way, the next thing is I personally feel a duty to talk with people about it, and if not, get more people to participate in some kind of activity surrounding it. Maybe that's a little PBS of me. Maybe that's a little bit Mr. Rogers. I don't know. But I can think of worse things to do than to try to get people excited about the things that you're excited about. And at the very least, you're drawing attention to something that probably, if it helped you, it deserves attention, because it could possibly help other people. So was that a long way of saying that you should promote the Lean Entire Cast or the Thunder Punch Daily Cast? No. I'm just saying that for me, the reflection I have today is that it's more than just a fun thing for me to do. It is kind of a compulsion that I feel. And I'm always looking for opportunities to do things like that. Like actually, I had an experience where I was at a takeout place not far from where I live, and it's called Eat in Ann Arbor. And they just had like these really cool Day of the Dead sort of candy slash, what the heck was it? It was made of amaranth and almonds, but there were these really cool, like, Day of the Dead skulls that were edible, and they were just in this display case, and it was at this takeout place that I really, really like, and I hope more people use it or avail themselves of their foods, because not only is it good, but I want that business to survive. And as we were leaving the place, I stopped in the parking lot and I said, hold on a second, you know, and Ann's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to post this picture on Instagram, and I got to have it geotagged for Eat, because I want to give them a free advertisement, because I love their business, and I want to do even a dumb little thing like posting a really cool confection that they made and with a geotag to them is in my own small way advocating for them. Not Instagramming my food to say, look at the wonderful thing I ate, but more to say, like, look at the neat things you can get at this place. Does that mean that I think we... Oh, I'm going long, guys. I'm sorry. But I want to conclude my points with, does that mean that I think we should all be walking advertisements or everybody else? No. There's a difference between advertising and advocacy. If you truly believe in the thing, and if it's truly benefited you in some way, and you're sharing that with other people, that's advocacy. If you are accepting money or some other kind of like value exchange in order to tell other people to, in other words, tell other people how to live their lives, go buy this product because I stand by this product, like when I do the Kablam ads in this, that's a different thing altogether. That's an ad. But advocating for other people, I think, is a very clean thing to do. Now, one more thing about advertising. For me, I mean, I do ads on the Thunder Punch Daily Show for Kablam, but that's because I believe in their service. I wouldn't have engaged in trade with them if I didn't believe in their service. You're not going to hear me running, you know, ads for political parties that I don't necessarily believe in, right? That's a different thing altogether. And that is where it becomes kind of messy and crass. And thankfully, I don't have the audience or reach that has put me in that moral dilemma of having to make that decision. So who are you listening to right now? My name is Jersey Drozd, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com, leanandtire.com, a lot of dot coms. The voiceover you heard at the top of this, that lovely woman's voice, that was Tara Platt at bugbotpress.com. The music was by my brother Elliot Drozd of elliotdrozd.com. The audio hosting, if you're listening to the show in a podcatcher, it was provided by Kablam, K-A-B-L-A-M.com, a one-stop printing solution for independent cartoonists. I do believe in their service. I stand by it. I have been using them for years and years and years, and I thank them for providing me with audio hosting for the Thunder Punch Daily show. And then finally, my final thanks is to you for downloading and listening, and do check out the Art Sound Off Challenge, where every day of the month of November 2014, a whole bunch of different cartoonists and artists and visual storytellers are sharing their reflections on their art days. And they're just posting them online with the Art Sound Off hashtag. And if you go to artsoundoff.com, there's a link in there that will take you to, you know, a list of all the episodes. And there's instructions on how you can play along, too. It's not too late. It's only been a week. So you could participate and play along with us and share some of your reflections if you are so inclined. So I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Hovar and Justin certainly had a narrow escape, didn't they? But when one is an explorer or a scientist like Hovar, wild animals are only one of the many dangers you face. And yet, throughout the course of history, there have been brave men and heroic women ready and eager to be the first to face the unknown, to challenge its dangers so that others might follow without fear. It is to these unsung heroes that we owe so much. See you soon with another exciting adventure.